What's up, people of the internet? It's Dave. It's Duncan back from Metal Epidemic for another album review. For this review, Duncan and I have been checking out the new album from German funky hardcore band Slope. The band's new album, Freak Dreams, will be released on February 2nd on Century Media Records. So, I hate to say we told you so.
But we're going to do it anyway.
We fucking told you about these guys 2 years ago. We reviewed their last album, Street Heat. And we said at the time, do not sleep on Slope.
And we've been proved right. And now when I say I have a 9-inch cock, you can take that to the bank. Swinging it like Indiana Jones swings his fucking lasso.
That was not required, Duncan, but thank you.
Some people would say, well, some person is me. I would say it does.
Okay.
Pertinent, apparently.
Slope are now back to get freaky in your dreams. This time on Century Media Records, ladies and gents. Again, we fucking told you this was only going to get bigger. So, these 11 new songs have it all. Diving deep into the funk, melting your mind with weird timings, huge monster grooves, smacking bass lines, and a mountain of huge and brutal riffage. The band comments on their new long player as follows. Freak Dreams is a mix of all our individual influences and by far our most diverse album. On some songs we did a lot of experimental elements that gives the record a different vibe, and we couldn't be more happy with the outcome. The whole process of writing it felt like evolving into a new chapter for Slope, and we are proud to share it with the world. The lyrics delve into the personal struggles and unsatisfying situations that many face in today's world, particularly the feeling of being deceived by the system. Their music serves as a powerful medium to address these issues, resonating with audiences who can relate to their messages. So, Duncan, we both dug the shit out of that last album.
It was really, really, really good. It came out of fucking nowhere.
Yeah.
Came in like a wrecking ball, Dave.
It did. But what did they serve up on Freak Dreams, and did we like it? Tell me now, Duncan. What?
Why Shaggy on the call? Like, I don't know.
What did you make of Freak Dreams?
Right, so, like, Dave kind of stole Molten Gambit, which was, that's right, internet, I'm right, you're wrong. Fuck it. Which was going to be, like, was the first chapter of my long-form review. Was chapter one was, look how right I am. Checking chapter was, nah, I'm right, you're wrong. And then the last chapter was, hate to say I told you so.
Oh, it's quite a short book. Three chapters.
Oh, no, there's no. I skipped out all the chapters on all the songs.
Right. So that was just three chapters. Right? No. See, that's quite a short book. That's a short story, actually. That's a poem.
That's a blog. That's a blog, Duncan. That's what you've done there. You blogged it. So, it was always going to be interesting when we heard these guys were on the old Century Media and, you know, label, and you know, and how much will that change our sound? And we got, I'm trying to think, it was one of the podcasts we played, It's Ticking, so it might have been the last one of the year, I think. And I eagerly like a prostitute looking for that green, I just went digging right in for It's Ticking. And so I had listened to that track, and I was like, instantly, like, this sounds fucking huge, like just like absolutely massive. The production was the first thing that caught me, and I was like, this feels like fucking the 90s and steroids. So like, I kind of, from that, I was, a lot of the apprehension that may come with a, let's see if you can live up to it at a bigger label, was kind of gone. Like, I kind of, like, so they have that track, so I'm gonna assume quality control is in full effect here. I suppose what I wasn't expecting for was how much they leaned into the funk.
Oh.
Which made me a happy fucking bunny, right? We have a shared passion of all things funky.
Oh, we do.
And it is, like, is Of all the genres with groove, it's the one that makes me happiest. It's the one that does make me want to fuck, right? And there's no way of getting around that. And this album is like if you took like Faith No More and a little bit of Incubus, Fungus Among Us Incubus, and then like for some reason out of nowhere, like you brought in like a bit of that fucking like 90s hardcore that we've been talking about a lot tonight. That was in there, and then for some reason Spin Doctors showed up, like they were just like from the back of the room saying, hey, we're just gonna jam in here, and then melded it all in and then gave it this really fucking rad production and then kind of just shoved it out there and said party of this, and I was like party on, because this is the, I'd listen to this, the one thing you can't do is smile. Is that like a just like an infectious fucking album? And it kind of kicks in right from Big Talk. Like Big Talk is the one that kind of sets out the funky tones that you're going to get here. What I love about the band is they have that element of like, let's strip things down, give it the punk, and then it switches into the funk, and then it switches into the kind of punky hardcore. And those elemental shifts don't happen in every track, and some tracks they'll do just more punky hardcore than anything else, and other tracks they will lean into the punk and the funk a little bit more, so you get those kind of like punky beats, but it's fucking funky bass that will just walk for days. And the bass player will just walk and walk. It should be a, like, you know what it should be? It should be a professional walker. Get him in the Olympics, get him a gold medal. And like the bass playing on this is just fucking ridiculous. I think I prefer the vocal production on this release than I did in the last one, even though it does have a more Mike Patton-esque feel. Kind of difficult to get away from that. But it really fucking works here. I think he's got, I think on the previous one, I could get the tone, but I couldn't get the melody. And on this one, I get more of the melody. It's like the tone stuff is now tonal. And it fits really, really well in there. That experimental instrumentation they're talking about is really smartly used. On Big Talk, they kind of use kind of echoey, instead of like gang vocals, it's kind of echoey, it's kind of stuff that kind of kicks in. I love the playfulness of the time signatures. Like, so they will be kind of like you're like kind of just like right in the groove. But then they'll kick up with a little bit of pace on an interlude, or maybe even in the chorus, and they never use the same formula in any one track more than once, which is smart. And none of these tracks are what I would class as like difficult to get your head around. It's not as if they're throwing polyrhythms at you. No, they're just being playful with the song structure, which funk is supposed to have. Like, funk is supposed to be very, very, very playful. It's supposed to like show off the dexterity of the musicianship without being jazz. Like, we're like that. Oh, they're great musicians, but where's the one? Did someone point out the one? Like, funk is like the distilled party version of that, and Slope have that for days. This is like one of the easiest lessons I think we've covered in a long fucking time. It's 12 tracks. It's 35 minutes long and change, and it fucking flies through. And generally, when there's a track, like the middle mark on this one here is It's Always You, which is 23 seconds of the band tuning their instruments, which generally I would fucking hate. And I would be here browbeating the band for wasting a track on that one. But actually, True Blue kicks in right after it, and it kind of feels like, this feels like they were all in one room, a guy mic'd up everything and was like, go. It just has this like live sound, live recording vibe with it. The drums are a bit as 90s as Get Out. And it flows really, really, really well. Like I say, some tracks lean more on the kind of funky side, whether it's a track like Nosedive, for example, which is, you know, kind of playful, and it's bringing you in with it before they're going to hit you with that kind of hardcore punky section towards the end. And then there's other tracks like It's Ticking, which right from the off has this kind of Faith No More-esque bounce. Like, you want to bounce when you're listening to it. You want to fucking throw your beer over your shoulder, grab someone and go, ah! As you're jumping together, syncopated. The beauty of this is the back half is as interesting as the front half, which you don't always get with this. When the aforementioned bands I'm like when I listen to Faith No More, I'm never like the entire album's amazing. I tend to be like, oh, like the front half's either really good or the back half's really good, depending on what kind of version of it. Or even Incubus to an extent. Incubus have drop off at certain point. But what was interesting about it is the balance of how they've constructed the songs and how they placed them on the album make this incredibly Moorish. Like, it's a very, very, very easy listen, and you kind of always feel like when there's a funky bit, you're going to get some metal in a bit, and then it kicks in. And then when there's like when we're kind of hitting that kind of aggro hardcore, there's a bit of a wee funky bit, and things are a bit get playful. Yeah, I think this is one of those clear examples of a label seeing something in a band that we saw as well. But at the same time, a band taking that opportunity completely level up across everything. Like, I loved that previous album. I think this is a colossal shift in the right direction. Great for Century Media. This is the diversity labels need to have.
Yeah.
And that the beauty of a band like this is you could, like, once, I think we said that when we originally listened to them and reviewed their previous album, like, you can, like, slot this in on loads of different bills and it's just going to fucking slam. It really, really, really is. Yeah, Slope are the real deal. Metal Epidemic told you about it. This just reinforces it. Freak Dreams is kind of awesome. Like, it's one of those that, like, it is a good time front to back, and I'm happy to be here for it.
Nice. Man, I love Slope. I'm just going to put that right out there, right at the start. Like, and I think, like, coming off of last week's bunch of albums that we reviewed, they were all kind of like doomy, industrial, blackened albums that we covered.
Oh, it was naughty, Dave. It was naughty. I
knew, like, this week, I knew exactly what album I was listening to first for this week's reviews. It was always going to be the new Slope album because these guys are a fucking vibe. These guys are a vibe. Like, feeling tired, listen to Slope. Feeling depressed, listen to Slope. Feeling horny, listen to Slope. I guarantee you, you will feel better afterwards. This is like audio Prozac, but without the side effects.
Is it an album that you could describe as a whole lot of fucking, you know what I mean?
whole
lot of fucking going on. Like, listen to this album.
Whole lot of fucking fun it is, Duncan. Yeah. But what I love about Slope, though, is, although, like, there are bands that you could liken Slope to, they are their own thing. Like, I could pick Slope out of a funky hardcore lineup, right?
I want to see that funky hardcore lineup. It's kind of like The Usual Suspects, except everyone's doing a bit of this while they're...
Bit of gyrating.
Just a lot of weird dress sense. Giant glasses on one guy for no reason.
Some guy with dreadlocks, There's enough character, enough personality in this band sound that separates them from their influences. And if their last album, Street Dreams, was a kind of statement of intent, then Freak Dreams is the band taking things to that next level. Yeah. I love the fact that they've not come back with just a repeat of Street Heat, but they've come back with something that's still fundamentally Slope. But also even more interesting for us as listeners to get our teeth into. I feel like there's more to love on this album. I was a big fan of Street Heat, but this for me actually has more staying power than that last album. I feel like there are more memorable moments on this. And I think that's down to some of the formulas just being a bit more varied overall. I think they've definitely pushed the boundaries of what they did on Street Heat to new places on this one. I feel like I agree with you. I think they've got funkier. I think they've got heavier at parts.
Oh, yeah.
But they've also counterbalanced that with a lot of really cool, clean sections. So it never becomes like too much of one thing. I also think they've channeled even more of a 90s streak on this album.
How is that possible?
I know.
Because if you could do like a fucking word count on the previous review that used the term 90s, it's in double digits. On this one, that's kind of like, they were like, oh, that wasn't a 90s, this is a 90s.
Yeah. And like, they've always had that, like, there's a, like, always had like a hint of that, like, early Chili's kind of, like, Freaky Styley or like Mother's Milk kind of era. Or even like 90s Dog Eat Dog.
Dog Eat Dog, man. Yeah.
Like back when those bands weren't so much like focused on writing radio friendly hits, you know, they were just putting out big funky bangers with grooving riffs for days. And that rawness from that era is all over Freak Dreams. There's some of it in the character of the production for sure. There's even a Suck My Kiss reference on True Blue as well. I was like, what? Oh, hold on. I see what you did there. A little nod. But the difference being, I think Slope on album two are already showing that they are ahead of where they should be at this point in their career.
Ahead of where all those bands that they are referencing were on their second album. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I think the songwriting on Freak Dreams is another huge step forward. It sounds to me like the band have tweaked kind of small elements since the last album to make these tracks even punchier and catchier and more addictive. And like I wasn't kidding earlier, this is like Prozac, this album. Like it's one you can just keep going back to. I think one of the biggest improvements for me though is the kind of the array of vocal styles and tones that they've used on this album. It never gets boring from a vocal perspective. Mm-hmm. And I never even clocked this before, but there's two vocalists in Slope.
Yes.
Simon and Fabio are the two vocalists, and between them this album kind of has everything. Like you've if you want something really like percussive, then there's like no problem. Like if you want really kind of aggressive hardcore, you've got that. Gang vocals, you want some melody, you want some rap, like, or you want it to go quirky, like it's all here. And again, it's even more infectious this time round. I especially loved there's a kind of like these kind of like echoey vocals on Why Sad.
Yes.
Which was like a little bit kind of like Turnstile-esque in a way. But then the aggressive stuff on the last three tracks I think are absolutely killer. I think
the opening to Ain't Easy is one of my favorite, like where you feel like it's going to go fast because it's like da, 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 da. You hear this like fucking snare roll and then it's just like a like it's you're like what the fuck are we doing, gang vocals like right at the start. It just it's the playfulness and the songwriting that's really 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 clever. It's just they're just dialed into you know what would be cool here. And it'll work. Like, there's a lot of bands that do. You know what would be cool here? And you listen to it, you're like, yes, cool, but not great for the song. And like, all the way through this, it's just like, that's cool and it works in the song.
Yeah.
And it kind of keeps you, like I said before, it's not difficult music, but it keeps you guessing, keeps you thinking.
Yeah. Yeah. I also think that kind of last chapter of the album, it's absolutely fire, that last part. Mm. But it's very clever because they go from Ain't Easy into Freak Dreams and then they close out with Out of the Blue into the Black.
Yeah.
And it's like it's a three-way I will happily play on loop.
Yeah.
But I think it also, when you get to the end of the album, also just makes you want to start the whole thing again. I actually think Out of the Blue into the Black could be one of their heaviest tracks to date.
I agree with that, which is not common to close an album like this.
Yeah.
Once again, it's like the band kind of subverting expectations by doing that.
Mm.
Like you were saying, like those last three tracks are the kind of heavier songs on this, which is not common for a band like this. You would tend to front load them, especially if you want people to acclimate to your new sound. You kind of bring them in with a sound that they're familiar with and then you sneak in the stuff that you want to do new. But I think it actually works better because the tracks before play with so much more quieter moments and melodic moments and all the rest, that when those last three tracks kick in, you are just, you kind of in the part of me and you're like, oh no, they're serious as fuck right now. But still being playful.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Like really 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 clever.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's hard like just to not get totally down with this album, like it's just so addictive. I mentioned Turnstile earlier, and I kind of see this band's trajectory going in a similar way, to be honest. Like I feel like Turnstile for me released their best album, Glow On, in 2021. That was their third album. I think Slope are walking a very similar path to success with their releases. I think the next Slope album might be their holy grail. I think it might be that kind of like Glow On type album that just makes them go fucking
well. I think this is a smart move from Century Media to pick them up.
Yeah,
I mean it really really, really is quick, because you know, like Turnstile I feel have been weirdly a turnstile for many bands to experiment with different styles, genres, the way they approach music, the formula, like, of how long a song needs to be is kind of out the window now, what you can put in it. And we've seen the effect in the last 3 years. Like, bands are, like, hardcore bands, punk bands, metal bands to an extent as well, are kind of almost ripping up the rule book on what a song structure should be or how an album should flow. I think you're right. I think Slope have the potential. Like, see if Slope went to open for... See if your Turnstile out there, or anyone who's in charge of Turn, put Slope as your opening band and take them out. Like, get them maximum. That's the beauty of it, because, like, before the previous album, we were like that. We don't know how many people hear this. You're going to have to go out your way to check this band out. Yep. Now, they're now on a label that has a foothold and presence.
Yep.
That's going to get out there, and that's only going to do them benefit. The more people that listen to this, the more eyes that see them live, the more people are going to be wearing Slope t-shirts, although I've never even checked out their merch. And now I kind of want a Slope t-shirt then. I want it.
Yeah. Okay. Final thing. Scores.
Oh.
For Freak Dreams.
Oh, that's right. We do that here, don't we?
We do that. What are you scoring, Freak Dreams?
I think this is a 4.5. Very much like yourself, I think they are pretty much close to a career-defining album. I don't think it's that far away.
Yep.
So I'm going to reserve my 5 for when that drops. But this is a fucking great time. Like, this is what this is an album I can say hand on heart and with a great deal of confidence I will revisit a shitload this year.
Yep.
Because it just makes me feel good, makes me feel happy. And the music on it... fucking rad. So 4.5.
Completely agree. 4.5 for me as well. Thoroughly enjoyed this album. I feel like it's came out in January, but this could be like a summer hit. This could be like an absolute summer album. It's got that real feel good vibe to it. If you like any of the bands we've mentioned in this review, then check this out. It does not disappoint.
Even if you don't check out Slope.
Yeah.
Right? Like, come on. Let's be serious here. When are we wrong, Dave? Anything would be proved right again here. Again. Are you ever wrong? Trust us.
trust.
Give us your pin number.
So, new Slope album, Freak Dreams, out on February 2nd on Century Media Records. Links below to the band and the pre-order. Check them out. Give them some love. Have a listen to this album. Let us know what you think. That is the review. Thank you for checking it out. We'll be back with another review very soon. But until then, take care. Speak to you soon.
Bye, everyone.